December 23rd, 1913, Wilson at his desk, you know the scene. Christmas, 2 days out, nobody's watching close. Congress half empty, that's when they do the most damage. Late at night when the papers sleep, signed the Federal Reserve Act and made it deep in the law of the land before the turkey's cold. A private bank dressed up in public clothes. But let me take you back 3 years before 1910, a private island shore, Jekyll Island, Georgia, a secret meeting. Six men, one quarter of the world's wealth, greeting each other by first names, only leave no trace. Morgan's partner, Rockefeller's kin, a senator's face. They wrote the bill that Wilson signed that night. Private money wearing public might see. 1907, the market crashed. Morgan, like the bankers, made them bring their cash. Private money fixed the private mess. No taxpayer burdened by their recklessness. But they used the panic, said never again. We need a central bank, we need control. And then they built the door. In February that same year, just 1%, they said nothing to fear on income over 3,000, what's the harm? Now they take a third before it hits your arm. 1913, two keys to the vault. Everything since then is their fault.
Federal spending 750 million, that's the same.
Sounds like a lot, but let me do the math. Fast forward down, inflation's past. 6.8 trillion in 2024. That's 9,500 times more. Not 100, not 1,000. Hear me say 9,500 times. That's what they play. They told us it would stabilize the banks. They told us we should send them all our thanks for managing the money, keeping things secure, making boom.
We're still walking through.